The following podcast is a part of RadioMisfits.com.
Hey there, welcome to Misfits Making It. We're oddballs and we're doing cool stuff. This is the podcast component of all of the Misfit theme shows I do in New York City and on the road, the Misfit Variety Show, and at the Capiche Club Misfit Comedy Space down in Little Italy. How are you doing? How's everything going in your Misfit world? Well, it's the holiday time right now. We are right in the beginning gloriousness of it. Although it feels like it starts in September these days because people start putting on holiday stuff super early. However, it's here. It's here in earnest. It's here for realsy now. And I know this could be a hard time for misfit types because we can have lots of stuff and baggage with family and intimate relationships around this time of year. So it gets a little, dare I say, triggering. I have a fun little snippet, little anecdote here, which brings a smile to my face. I mean, it's so hard right now, like dealing with the dark, gloomy nature of everything on top of everything else going on in the world and life, etc. And this little anecdote brings a smile to my face, and I hope it brings a smile to your face. So I was just hanging out with my nephews. I spent a lot of time with my two little nephews. They are adorable. I don't post about it on Instagram or anything because I'm not a monster and post children for likes. So I spend like about one day a month just hanging out with them and playing games, etc. And I was with them last weekend. And my nephew and I were talking and Mount Everest came up. He's 7 years old. The other one's four. And Mount Everest came up. And I was like, I've never been there, but I was nearby. I was in Nepal and I was doing the Annapurna Trail nearby Mount Everest. And he's like, oh, can you show me pictures on your phone? And I was like, oh, wait, buddy. There were no phones back then because he's 7 years old and the iPhone has been around for 11 years. So there is a generation of kids growing up who have no knowledge or no like conception, can't even imagine a world without iPhones. And then it started going into like a discussion of all the things that are new, like the internet, like we had to look up answers. We didn't just have the answers and so many things. I mean, so many things have changed in the last 10, 20 years. And as we kept going into it, he just kept getting like more and more like mystified. And finally he said, he was like, oh, the past was terrible. How cute. I mean, how cute is that? So just think of my little nephew being like, the past was terrible because there wasn't an iPhone. I mean, that is so cute. So freaking cute. I hope that brought some happiness to you. So, all right, this episode today is a misfit melodrama episode. In the misfit melodrama episodes, what happens is that my character Carmela meets up with other comedians and they riff on audience submitted stories. Always the riffs are really about how we're crazy and dumb. So it's not really like a riff on making fun of anyone. It's more riff on making fun of our dumb selves. We have this week, William Boyd and Connor Daryl from Friend of the Pod. They're two Australian comedians who I met while going to the Gallier School out in Etampes, France. The teacher is the infamous Philippe Gallier. Some people love him, some people hate him. I happen to think, he's pretty darn helpful when I go there. I just learn a ton and it was super fun. You get super open and I feel like alive. And it was so, so, so fun to sit down with these two oddball weirdos and riff on crazy stuff. Compare the craziness to Australia to the craziness in the United States. Now, before we get to this fun stuff, a few reminders. Please do rate and review us because social proof is super important for misfits because misfits trust that other misfits know what's good. Also, you can sign up at laurenlogi.com, L-O-G-I.com. To get updates about the podcast about once a month. And you can also consider sponsoring a podcast. Yes, this season we made it possible for individuals or companies to sponsor a podcast. So just go to laurenlogie.com, click on listen and podcast, and contact us about it through there. So are you guys ready for some fun comedy joy riffing on crazy family and misfit stories? Well, you're about to get it. Let's go to the Misfit Melodrama mini episode with Friend of the Pod.
We are here with two people. We met them traveling around, going to some clown thing or whatever. She brings me places. I don't know. So they're from Australia or something. Okay, so they're going to introduce themselves. We have Connor and Will.
Hello. Hello, I'm Connor. Oh, I'm not Connor. I'm Will. Hello. How are you, Carmella?
I'm doing just fine.
Are you good? How are you finding? How are you finding a tomp?
That's a little bitty dump, but you know, it's not bad.
We make do, don't we?
We do. They make a good spritz, though. I got that instead of that.
Yeah.
Mm. So tell everyone, what are you in Melbourne?
Yeah, is Melbourne.
Right? Melbourne, yeah.
It's like an apostrophe N, Melbourne.
Australia, you know that little country off the bottom of the world that's about to fall off?
Yeah, we're from there. You got the kangaroos and people who wrestle with alligators or something.
We've had a couple of people, yeah, not anymore. Wrestled with one too many.
Didn't he die?
Yeah.
From a skate, right?
Stingray.
See, how embarrassing. You get pricked with a little thing and you went off.
To be honest, it's ironic that Steve Irwin was wrestling alligators, like, crocodiles, and then got taken out by pretty much a harmless fish in the sea.
Yeah.
We've all seen 14-year-olds off the pier jump onto them and live.
Right? Yeah.
We've all seen that, have we?
It's like everyone cheats on their taxes, but Al Capone got done in with the IRS.
Yeah.
I was about to say the same thing.
Right. All right. So you have a podcast you do.
Yeah. Friend of the Pod.
Friend of the Pod?
Friend of the Pod.
It's a wacky podcast. Anyone could walk in at any moment.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, right. We've been doing that for a few years.
Because you got some weirdos in Melbourne, right? That's why you do...
Well, arguably we are two of them. But yes, we have a couple of weirdos in Melbourne. Okay. Good weirdos and bad weirdos. We're friends with the good weirdos.
Well, what's a good weirdo and a bad weirdo?
A good weirdo is a weirdo that monetizes it. Or tries to, at least.
So then a good weirdo is someone who doesn't make money from being weird.
Or they're so weird that they don't understand they could make money.
They're doing something on the footpath in the city, and whether or not they have an upturned hat defines them, you know?
Yeah.
Are they asking for money or not?
Yeah. But then how do they survive?
Well, bad weirdos.
Good weirdos.
Good weirdos. From the generosity of the public that give them money or...
Wait, so the good is the money and the bad is the not money?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
That's what I'm arguing, yeah.
Okay.
So the bad's not the money. But the Australians only give the money if they don't want the money.
Exactly.
So you can't want the money. It's fucked up.
It's economical.
You're embarrassing us, man.
Yeah.
I guess if you get hungry, just go eat a kangaroo or something.
Yeah. We've been known to do that and then ride them to school as well and get the drop bears. We have drop bears or koalas, everyone calls them.
Koalas.
They have chlamydia. Do you know this?
They have chlamydia?
Yeah.
Like all the old folks' homes in Boca Raton.
That, once again, I was just about to say it.
It's just about the same thing, chlamydia.
Yeah. Yeah,
loving the glasses, by the way, I have to say.
Oh, thank you. You know, they show off my eyes. Can't tell how many martinis I've had.
Yeah. You're fun. I'm surprised that you're as fun as you are, because Lauren's not as much fun as you.
Oh, you know, she gets on me about things, and oh, you gotta be nice, and oh, you gotta can't say things or whatever. And I said, oh, no one gives a fuck. You can't cancel someone who's retired.
That's the Australian spirit, who gives a fuck. So you've got the right guys on.
Well, you know, but you say that, but you give a fuck, because if you give too much a fuck, then and you ask for money, then you don't like them, and then they're bad, and then they don't get money, and then they kill a koala. I don't know. You people.
And they get chlamydia.
And then you get chlamydia.
And then you get
chlamydia. It's a vicious cycle.
And that is checkmate, when you get chlamydia.
That's checkmate. That means you've gone too far.
You fucked one too many koalas.
Too much of a fucking
game? You said fuck. You brought it that way. Okay, so let's get to some questions here, you sick fucks. Okay. All right, so, here's the one Lauren collects. The questions, and I come on and read them because she's too fucking nice. Okay.
She's waiting in the other room, right?
She's over there. Yeah. On Instagram or something. All right. So this is the crazy family story from the Misfit Variety Show, Ancestry.comedy, which she flies me in for from Boca Raton, because I am entertaining. Yeah. It says, my dad is adopted. He did Ancestry.com and found a first cousin who reached out. The guy had, what is it? No, uke? Oh, what the fuck? The guy had what he was talking about. The guy had no idea what he was talking about. Okay, so to recap. Dad's adopted, did Ancestry.com, and a first cousin reached out, but the guy had no idea what they were talking about, okay? Turns out his aunt had a baby, and no one in her family knew my dad blew up her spot. So, recap. Okay, this is a little bit complicated in America. I don't know if you have...
This has got to be the most complicated family tree I've heard of in a pod.
So his aunt had a baby, okay.
Okay.
Okay, auntie had a baby.
Yeah, so it's their cousin.
Yes, it's the first cousin. And no one in the family knew.
Oh.
So the dad reached out to the first cousin and blew up the auntie's
spot. Oh, fuck.
So listen, I support, you know, people doing what they gotta do, but basically the aunt was a slut and then they found
Yeah, secret babies. Where do we sit on them?
What do you think about it? What do you think about it? Kind of secret.
If you can
babies?
Keep it secret as long as possible, then, you know, that's a bit of fun. That's the game, you know? So how many years can you get it going? It's hard at first. They're crying.
They're
going to blow up your spot.
Well, you just got to give them to someone else.
Exactly. Is that what they did here?
I don't know. I guess adopted. I don't know how they did it. If they left him at a minister's house or...
Yeah. It doesn't... True. Sorry, I want to ask questions, but
you're... Well, we can ask questions.
We can put them into the universe.
Yes,
okay, cool. The question I'd be asking is the auntie still in contact with both sides of the family? The secret side and technically the other secret side, because both of them knew about...
Or maybe.
Well, I think the auntie had no... Like, was just... Gave up the baby and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Because why else would he go on Ancestry.com?
Yeah. Everyone goes on Ancestry.com. My auntie went on Ancestry.com because she has no friends. I just wanted to bypass the time.
Oh.
Like, sorry to be rude, but that's what happens in Australia, Camilla.
People don't have friends?
Aunties
don't have friends.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you know, you can con other people into visiting them. I'm a long-lost relative. I want to come to Germany. Meanwhile, it's the only person who'll answer your call.
Is that who you came here to France?
That ain't why I came to France. No, I came to France so she could go fucking dance around with a bunch of stupid
friends.
Yeah.
Little guy grumpier than me with a freaking drum.
You like him?
Oh, yeah, he's all right.
He's all right.
He likes to drink but can't anymore. Unfortunate.
Fuck. So the secret dad baby. That's wild.
It is.
Secret dad.
The dad is the secret baby. Right?
It's the cousin.
The adopted dad.
Oh, I hadn't put that together.
Is the adopted baby?
It's the first... Okay, his dad... Oh, his dad's adopted.
Yeah, so he's the secret baby.
Right. He's the secret baby. I wonder how he feels about it. Were they like...
Shit.
Oh, we're not happy to see you.
Yeah,
I think that's the talking point. You going on Ancestry.com and realizing something about your dad that even he didn't know. That's cooked. Also, how does a computer software know this stuff when you don't even? Someone has kept...
Is it some sort of DNA thing or no?
Somebody must have kept track... But, like, I've never had to sample my DNA and send it into Ancestry.com so they had it in the, you know...
Yeah.
Like, the back office to make the app work.
Somehow the first cousin knew and reached out.
To Ancestry.com.
No, to him, because you can message people on Ancestry. This is how things get fucked up.
The cousin must have known somehow that the dad was the cousin.
Because it says on Ancestry, it will say... What the people are, a range of the thing, and you email them and you say,
hey!
So my question is, I've never personally been on Ancestry.com, but how does Ancestry.com know this?
They analyze your DNA.
Where do they get my DNA?
Have you done it?
No.
Well, then no. You've got to do it. You've got
to... But if everyone has to have done it for them to be able to link up the world's family...
Well, each of them had have put it in, and then there was a match.
Oh, so they were both with you. Sorry. You've caught me up. I'm a slow Australian. So.
Is this Australian... Do you teach science in Australia?
This is it. This is a masterclass.
Okay, all
right. I'm letting the country down. I really...
Masterclass. All right.
Masterclass.
Masterclass.
All right. So any more on that, Connor?
No. Sorry.
All right. America, eh? Let me tell you. Okay. All right.
That's so a family drama.
Country. Okay. Well, we've got the next one here. My recently divorced cousin. Oh, jeez.
Sorry, do you have a partner, Camilla?
Do I have a partner?
Yes.
Before we start. He's back in Boca. Okay.
Yep.
You know, whatever.
What's his name?
But he does hubby. I don't know.
Hubby.
I forget his name.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Are you ever partner? You forgot
no.
His name
No.
Kind of young for that.
Kind of young, yeah. How old are you, sorry?
Retired age.
Sorry, okay, very, very rude for me to ask.
That's a very rude question to ask of a retired age.
Slap on the wrist.
Yeah,
okay,
sorry.
You know, I'm old enough to be your old aunt.
Okay.
That's all you need to know. Okay. All right.
Sorry to hijack your segment of the podcast.
You can hijack all you want. No. This is a free open forum.
Hijacking over, I promise. I won't.
It's the major minor shit that's what I'm complaining about in school. All right, but if you do have questions, I'm an open book. I'll tell you whatever I don't want to tell you.
Middle name?
It's Carmella. I got rid of the Catholic name. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Boring people.
Perfect.
Proselytizing or whatever they do. Okay. All right. My recently divorced cousin came out to our family by showing up to a family reunion with her new girlfriend.
Mm.
For the record, they live together now and we love them both. So I guess my question here is, did she come out like it's a very homophobic family and then they come up?
Which is a horrible thing to do to the partner, I think. You're bringing someone into a potentially hostile situation and using them to get your message across. That's not a good thing to do to your partner.
No, not to someone you love. Like, using them as...
And love is love.
Love is love, but using someone as the letter or as the words you would use...
Yeah.
...to tell your family that you're...
But then you do have their support, and that's nice. And sometimes it helps to put a face to the situation.
Yeah.
Hand in hand.
Lauren did that once. What an asshole.
This very thing?
Yeah.
Did she write this prompt?
No, she didn't write this prompt. But, you know, she did bring some people around so she didn't have to tell anyone. It was just easier.
All right.
Get all the books and deal with all the
shit. How many people?
Well, you know.
She's wild.
Counting. I stopped counting.
She's wild.
And I was like, oh, geez, another one. Here we go. Do you have to do that? We were in Sweden at one point doing a show. So, and they said you don't have to come out. You just kind of say, hey, this is Jake. This is Tom, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Do you have to come out in Australia?
Well, I feel like I'm going to pass the ball over to Connor here because I am...
As the resident
straight,
queer.
As the resident
okay.
queer of the podcast.
Okay. All right, the resident queer. Okay. Listen, I love the gays. I go, my gay nephew and I, we go dancing all night. They do the drugs and I just sit there and judge.
And you drive them home.
I smoke cigarettes and martinis. Who am I? I don't have anything to judge. Okay.
It depends on the family, I guess. Less and less these days, right? Because And it's going to get to the point where no one has to come out at all. That's the hope, right? You just are. Or you have to come out as straight as well. No one knows what they are until they're like, what, puberty age?
Yeah.
I came out and it was like, I was drunk, leaving for a party and was like, by the way, Mum, I'm bi as fuck, bye. She was like, hang on, come back here. And we talked about it. And she was fine with it.
What does fine mean?
She was like, oh yeah, gay wouldn't have surprised me, but bi threw me. That's what she said.
Okay.
How did that make you feel?
It's like, well... And then I went to the party.
Okay. I like to think of myself as an ally. that laugh.
I like to think of myself.
So, like, I've had the privilege of
Sorry,
being told early on in people's coming out stories that they are queer before more people know, if that makes sense. So maybe 3 or 4 times it's happened to me now. I never know how... what the proper way to react here is, though. Do you act like you just don't give a shit? Because at the end of the day, I don't really give a shit. Like, I'm very... It's a privilege that they've, like, trusted me enough to tell me. But I couldn't actually care, because it's...
But that's a bit insulting.
It's a bit insulting.
Hey, I'm gay. I don't care.
Yeah, like... But
what are you telling me?
I mean in the best possible way, because, like, I... It's the same as like someone telling me that they hooked up with someone last night. It's like, oh, good for you. That's very exciting. But I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think
so
it's
the same as that, in my opinion. But you don't want to make it like that because you realize for them it's a very big deal.
Yeah, because we live in a society
you
where that
yeah.
it's forced to be a big thing. Like,
exactly.
For a lot of people. So you're just
yeah.
going to like...
I don't want to sell
you
like
celebrate
dick.
It,
I don't
you know?
Yeah,
and be
yeah,
like, oh my God, thank
yeah.
you so much for telling me. I'm so happy for you that you're...
Yeah, which is the way... Which
willing
is the
to tell people.
Which is the path I go down, celebration.
Yeah.
But... I don't.
But you don't
want to.
You don't
want to be a dick, but it makes sense.
You're gonna find the joy in it. If you're forcing the joy onto it, that's off putting.
Yeah, no, you don't want to force the joy. Yay! I'm so happy. No one wants that.
Right, it's kind of like that. You know, Lauren maybe watched a Ted Lasso show. Do you guys watch a Ted Lasso show?
I've watched a Ted Lasso
it's,
show.
It's very positive. I have problems with that, but
I have problems with season three.
Season three. But then, okay, the thing when they came out, all right, he came out and Ted said, you know, it's not that we don't care. We do care because we're going to support you, you know, through all the things.
Yes.
But you can't, which in my case with my gay nephew, we talk shit about everyone and that's how we support.
Yes.
We do care about how everyone else is a fucking asshole because we're Italian-American. Unfortunately, a lot of people are stupid. How about, you're Italian, right?
Half, yes.
Half Italian.
Sicilian.
Okay, Sicilian. Are they morons?
My family, sometimes.
Right, they're a little bit with the gay stuff, the whatever, the queer thing, bomb.
No, they're all right. They're good with that.
They're
good.
Good with that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I think my cousin came out and my nonna was like, gay? What is gay? So someone has to explain it to her.
Okay, and is she cool?
Yeah, she's cool.
That's great. We're, you know, bit by bit, they are okay, but then they get weird when it's people that they maybe don't want. They're like, okay, if you're really gay, that's great, but if you're queer or bi or all the...
Pick a side, mate.
You know, they get all
yeah.
weirded out or, you know, my gay nephew, like, they're like, okay, but just don't do it in front of us or don't get too flamboyant or whatever.
Do you have to do the voice? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to do them.
Just pronounce your S's properly. Please. Yeah.
You guys don't pronounce anything properly.
Australians.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
I don't think we even pronounce Australia correctly, to be honest.
It's Carmelo, right?
It's Carmelo.
Have you ever had a Carmelo koala?
Caramello.
Caramello koala.
Caramel? Oh, because that guy does the caramel. Is that you
yeah.
talking about?
Philippe
with the
no, caramel? Yeah, Philippe does an exercise with caramel. But there's a chocolate in Australia called the Caramello Koala. Have you ever had one?
No.
It's a chocolate in the shape of like a koala.
And guess what's inside?
Caramel inside, right? It's a very delicious treat. But
have one here.
We don't have one.
We're building to nothing.
I'm not pulling one out. But I'm going to tell you a fun little story. When I was a kid, my mum used to crack them in half and slide like Panadol in the middle of them in the caramel, crack them back together, and then feed it to me.
What is Panadol?
Paracetamol.
Painkiller.
Your mom is drugging you?
Yeah, secretly. Well, like if we had a headache or something. Because we wouldn't swallow a pill. So she
if you wouldn't stop yapping, you know, she'd
anyway.
Just be like, alright, time.
For the record, this is a positive trick. Parenting trick, in
okay.
my opinion.
Okay.
But you tell
I think
me your
you would do that. That's something you would do, surely.
Yeah.
I feel like you do that to yourself.
Yeah. I do it to my hubby. I bought bad treats from friends. Have the whole box. All right. No, just have one at a time. I wouldn't do it. All right, so here's the last question. This one's from memory because we answered it another time. But I'm just curious, the drug thing just this. Okay, so someone wrote in and said, as a kid, they used to play, their crazy family story was as a kid, their dad would get so drunk and lay on the lawn and they would jump on him like he was a trampoline.
Right.
Do you guys drink as much in Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, we drink a lot. I've had some big nights out.
Never blacked out and had people jump on me though.
No, I've never had that. I've always, with alcohol specifically, I've always been able to remember the night, at least the next day following. There's nights now where I go, like, I don't remember, but I remember waking up and going, I know what happened last night. Have I ever jumped on my dad? Yes. He had back pain when I was a kid, and to cure it, he used to lie on the ground. I used to walk on his back when I was, like, 4. So I've jumped on my dad, but my dad doesn't drink. My dad doesn't drink or do drugs at all.
He would just have a Caramello Koala from your mom.
Yeah, and then they would bring
the
bed.
You should have the Spree Shiatsu or whatever.
Yeah. My dad's done ketamine once in a hospital, and that's it.
You snorted?
Yeah, no, he wasn't a patient.
He broke in. Yeah, it's a long story. He's still in prison anyway. I'm here trying to get bail. Anyway, so go on. Connor, over to you.
How old are these kids? Do you remember?
I think that they were like, you know, young, like under 10.
Like, that's still, that's gotta hurt. He's waking up from that with bruises and the collapsed lung.
Yeah, it's impressionable too. It's like, where's dad? Oh, dad's drunk again.
That could break a rib. That could break a rib very quickly.
Yeah, that could.
Jumping on.
Yeah. It's his own fault?
A blacked out man. I don't know. Yeah. How would you feel about your kids, Connor, if you woke up and you found out they were jumping on you?
I have six kids. Yeah, great. You know?
Yeah, Connor has six
kids.
It
takes a lot to get them off the couch, off those bloody game pods of theirs. you know, anything to get them active.
Yeah, at least they're doing something.
Exactly,
do you have kids,
right?
Camilla?
Yeah, I have a son and a daughter. They're all right. I like my gay nephew better.
Okay, yeah, with that.
You can talk shit.
Well, if you'd blacked out and your gay nephew was jumping on you, how would you feel?
I would never black out.
Okay, yeah, fair.
The limit does not exist.
Right, exactly. The thing is, with the martinis, you gotta drink enough to get the edge of your family off.
Yeah, right.
But then enough, but not so much when you start to feel your mind leaving a little bit. No, because you want to always have the witty retort, and you can't do that.
Yeah. Mix it with a drugged up roofied Caramello Koala. Might be a
that's I don't know. That
cocktail
is
cocktail of
that's a cocktail for trampolining.
That
in front
is
your
like Real Housewives. That's for them. That's not me. That's for Lauren's character Cynthia. She's all with that. She'll have like 15 Carmellas or whatever. Some 19-year-old somewhere. I don't know. She's crazy. All right. Well, thank you for coming here. This has been so fun.
I had a ball.
This has been so much fun.
So much fun, and you know. Let me know if you come to New York or Boca Raton, Florida, because I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm in New York.
We'll go to Boca.
We'll go to Boca.
Yeah, maybe. And maybe, come.
Come meet your hubby.
Talk. Yeah, and we have things, you know, you guys do all the paramedical or whatever. We have golf carts, because the community, people just, you know, will ride around in golf carts. And we have, there's even someone who rides, is a drug dealer, and he rides around and has all sorts of little goodies.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Does
you know,
he, like, smuggle the drugs in the golf bags?
Exactly. Well, fun. Not the golf bags. He just rides around and puts it in his pocket and gives it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's Florida.
Right, with you. Yeah. Just
like operation.
You're run-of-the-mill drug dealer.
Run-of-the-mill, and he's like, you know, 65, and it's funny.
It's a bit of a meme.
I just sit there and watch and see who's doing what. I'm like, oh, Darvid is looking a little chipper today. All right. Well, thank you so much. It's so great to have you. We'll put your link to your podcast in the notes and all that
stuff. Thank you very much. If you're ever in Australia, please pop on.
Oh, I will pop on. Pop on. Whatever. What do you call it? Pop in?
Pop off.
Pop off?
Okay, pop off.
Well, let's go have some paramedical.
We'll have a lie down.
Woo-hoo! All right. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. You can follow the podcast on my page at Lauren Logi. Updates and inside info on my email list, LaurenLogi.com. Thank you to Annie McCutcheon for editing, Edward Silla at Radio Misfits Podcast Network, and Maddie McLennan for making the podcast art. Thanks to our listeners for bringing us back for another season. We'll see you soon.
The proceeding was a presentation of the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Find our other great shows on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at RadioMisfits.com. Thank you.